This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Friday lunchtime. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. Over 3,500 nurses are out of work due to COVID-19, and the INMO says its members can't provide a safe service. The Executive Council of the country's leading nursing union will hold an emergency meeting later today. It comes as COVID hospitalisations are at record levels, and the INMO wants an urgent meeting with the HSE. Around 180 nursing staff are unavailable to work at CUH this week due to COVID reasons. The union's General Secretary Philney Hay says immediate action is needed to deal with the crisis.
We need to see evidence of a fast recruitment campaign, and we need to see retired healthcare workers being invited back. We need to see every possible measure to increase the workforce being introduced. We don't have evidence of that. All we've seen to date is annual leave has been cancelled. It's seriously falling on the same group of people all of the time, and that's just not safe.
Between 55,000 and 80,000 people will be laid off today when the construction sector shuts down for over 3 weeks. From 6 this evening, the government is forcing building sites to close until at least the end of the month. A limited number of essential projects will be allowed to stay open, including some health and social housing work. But Housing Minister Dara O'Brien says a huge number of construction staff will have no work for January.
Between 55,000 and 80,000 directly, I know that's quite broad, but it just very much depends. There's a couple of things we are keeping open, particularly around the water side, provision of water infrastructure and wastewater infrastructure, some certain things that didn't apply in the shutdown last year when construction was stopped. So, but unfortunately, you are looking at a substantial number of people. They will be supported through the pandemic unemployment payment. I do hope this is just for a short period of time as well.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Jamie O'Hara with your sports news. A final decision on Aston Villa's FA Cup third round tie with Liverpool is due to be made later today. Villa's training ground was closed and a significant number of players are isolating following a COVID-19 outbreak. The FA say the game going ahead is dependent on a new round of testing at Villa. Should that game proceed, there'll be a 7:45 start at Villa Park. Tonight's other tie will see Wolves entertain Crystal Palace. And to golf, Americans Justin Thomas and Harris English share the lead on 8-under par after round one of the Century Tournament of Champions on the US PGA Tour in Hawaii, while number one Dustin Johnson is back on 2-under. And that's the sport with Grandons.ie.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast or on redextra.ie.
Earlier in the week, I touched on a story, and I'll come back to the texts on it, where people were literally shaking their head or hanging their head in disbelief that the cap of Michael Collins should not be displayed, whether it's in a museum in Dublin or in the Collins Museum in Cork. And I was telling you about members of the family wondering, what the heck is all this about? The uniform cap worn by Collins when he was shot dead at Ballin na Blaw in August of 1922 during the Irish Civil War. It had been on display in a museum in Kildare Street. It had been on display at Collins Barracks. Forgive me for saying this is the hour of the morning, but there's a hole in it and there's also blood on it. And it hasn't been on display in a number of years now and is not going to go on display because of various reasons that they feel would be inappropriate. I was talking about that on the air during the week because it is a part of history. I mean, you know, how else do they think Michael Collins actually died? But I said I'd get in touch with members of the family to see what they thought of this decision, or if they could shed some light on it, because this is a very, very important time in our history. And last year was an exceptionally important time, and 1921 and 22 also, particularly 1922 when we marked the 100th anniversary of the death of Michael Collins himself. But his grandniece is Fidelma Collins, and she joins me by phone. Fidelma, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning. How are you?
And of course, in another year or two, the 100th anniversary of the death of your distant relation. Not too distant, actually, only a couple of years. Anyway, what do you make of all of this?
Okay, well, I suppose I should just put myself in the family picture. I'm a grandniece of Michael Collins.
That's right.
My grandfather was Johnny Collins, who was his oldest brother. And he also played a part back in those days in the 20s and did go to jail. Look, the family are dismayed, really, at this idea that the cap shouldn't be on display. I mean, unfortunately, he was shot. He was shot through the head. The cap is there. The bullet hole is there. And of course, there's going to be some blood. But that's reality. That's the history of it. Why shouldn't it be on display, really? And there was some talk that members of the family had been contacted and they didn't want it on show. Well, I've spoken to a lot of the family members, and there's quite a lot of us around, and nobody, to my knowledge, was consulted about this. And we're quite happy and want to have the cap on display.
Get Red FM's News Extra at redextra.ie. And check out our other podcasts.